fitness guru Jeff Beagle joins us today. It must be turkey trot time. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Greg. You know it is. Weather's getting colder. Leaves are falling. It is time to turkey trot.
It is time to turkey. Wow. That's hard to believe that we're rolling up on that already.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it? 2020's been something.
It's been crazy. How's it been for you?
Crazy, without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything's upside down, topsy-turvy. It's like, in the fitness world, everything's cancel culture. So we're going to try something different. We are having the Jackson Turkey Trot.
Okay.
We are going to have a live and a virtual version. The live version this year, we're going to move out to Sharp Park. We got a little more room out there. And because of COVID, we're going to have some other, it's going to be strange. It's going to be a little bit different. So we're going to have online registration only. Again, JacksonTurkeyTrot.com. Online registration only. Our packet pickup, that'll be at the Jackson Autism Support Network on Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 7. Our races, we've got a 5K Elite, the 10K. The 5K run and walk for the people that aren't necessarily competing in it. And we're going to start them at like 7:30 for the 5K Elite, 8 o'clock for the 10K, and 9 o'clock for the runners and walkers on the 5K. We'll stagger out our starters. We're going to send them off in groups of 10. We'll keep them spaced out before they go, about every 20 seconds. We space the races out to where pretty much one race should be done before the next one starts.
Uh-huh.
So everybody will be off the course. What else have I missed on here? The virtual race, kids run. We don't know if we're going to have the kids run yet. We're still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are $25 for adults, $15 for students. On the virtual run, it's $25 with a T-shirt, $15 without. For the virtual run, we're running from November 15th through November 22nd. We're going to use the RunJoy app, real slick. You go in, you pick your race, tap it, you go, and it tells you when you're done. You can run any place, any time. You can even go out to Sharp Park. We've got the course downloaded on the website. You can upload the course to your, when you go to RunJoy, it'll pick up the course. You can run the course.
What is it, a 5K or 10K or what is it?
The virtual is a 5K only.
Okay.
That is a good question. Well done, Greg.
That's what they pay me for.
So, you know, with the COVID, let me get touched on that just a little bit. Like I say, we're going to be social distancing, temperature checks, masks while you're in the chute. You don't have to wear them while you run. If you feel better, more safe when you're running and wearing it, wear it. We'll have a questionnaire going beforehand. So we're trying to do everything we can. We've got, 500 acres at Sharp Park?
Mm-hmm.
We're cleared up to 1,000 people. So, yeah, we're hoping, we don't expect quite 1,000 people, but for everybody that is healthy and wants to get outside and do a little running, competing, a little bit of normalcy, if you're not feeling safe, hey, do the virtual. Stay home.
Yeah, what's the date, Jeff?
For the turkey trot?
Yeah.
What is that? What is Thanksgiving? November 26th.
Okay.
I covered everything but that, yeah.
So it'll be that morning.
Yep, and like I say, there'll be no race day registration, no race day packet pickup. Hmm. That'll all have to be done Tuesday and Wednesday beforehand. Like I say, you go to the Jackson Autism Support Network. We've had to partner up with them this year. They're located at 3105 Wildwood from 2 to 7. Pick up your packet. Then on race day, all you got to do is come on out, warm up a little bit, get in your starting line chute, run your race. We won't be having awards, possibly participation medals, and no refreshments afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to, you know, not let people stand around too much and socialize, which is exactly what they'll do if we give them a chance, Greg.
Yeah, that's tough. That's
especially
tough.
At, you know, something like this. But for the turkey trot, most people want to get in, get out.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for 150, a couple hundred people.
Okay.
You know, those that want to get out and do something, hey, come join us.
What's the best way to sign up then?
Go to the website. That's the only way to sign up. It's JacksonTurkeyTrot.com.
That's simple.
Yeah, we tried to keep it. Well, look who's running it.
So, Jeff, are you still doing classes down at the Y?
Right now, I'm not. We were doing some outside classes, and mine wasn't getting much participation. I think they're still doing a couple of Zumba classes and stuff out in the tent.
Uh-huh.
But with the weather getting colder, I don't think they're doing any indoor classes right now.
Wow.
I was just in yesterday and swam, and it's pretty thin up there. They want you to wear a mask when you work out. We have to wear a mask to the shower, then put the mask back on to walk to the pool, take the mask off, swim, put the mask back on to walk back to the shower. And, you know, so they're being as safe as they can with all this, but I think they're really leery on getting people together in a class, huffing and puffing.
Yeah, now we have really an outbreak in the county. Are you worried about that for the turkey trot?
Oh, always worried about that, Greg, because these things, you never know when they're going to pop up.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's not everybody has it. So, I mean, can we go out and socially distance and do this? I think we can. If you wake up that morning with a cough or hack, hey, for the sake of everybody, stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
If you feel better wearing a mask while you're doing it, hey, again, not everybody has it. Not everybody's at risk. But there are definitely some people out there that should not be coming out to this.
And of course, we have a lot of runs during the summer around here. I don't know if any of those were held.
There was Tunnels to Towers. They were held at Cascades. They had about 300 people.
Okay.
And I don't remember hearing any spike from that. A couple of the other races, I think, had some stuff out, but they weren't official. So some of the people showed up, did their own thing, but it wasn't a gathering by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've had a whole lot of cancellation. The last one, like I say, Tunnels for Tower, I think, went off. And before that, it was the first one of the year, way back in March.
Yeah.
You know, everything else has been virtual. So, I say, hopefully we'll get a few people out to show up in person, do a little turkey trot, and get some normalcy back in our lives.
Well, it sounds like you put together a good plan, Jeff.
We're working hard at it, Greg.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, Greg.
And
talk to you later.
Get back with us maybe a week before so we can update everybody.
Would love to. Thanks.
Take care. Jeff Beagle, Chief Executive Officer of the Turkey Trot.